Titan spacecraft did not crash in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947.
You know flat earthers, I guarantee it. But you don't know who they are because they're afraid of talking about it.
This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system.
Hello and welcome to Subliminal Deception Podcast, your weekly dose of conspiracy theory bullshit. My name is Cody, and my pal Phil. How are you?
Doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
Not doing too bad. I guess we always do this. We are just doing a little banter episode this week because, he has risen and keeps us busy on the weekends, and unfortunately, just didn't have time to throw together an episode, right?
Definitely. We are just Catholic enough to not go to church, but we do have family responsibilities of going and eating food and, you know, hanging out with the folks. So, yep.
Any good Midwesterner knows on these religious holidays that we don't really celebrate, you must engorge yourself and get sick, like food sick, when you're done.
I am pretty proud of myself. I do believe that eating less food over the past, since I would say Christmas, has shrunk my stomach. I was only able to take one completely full plate and one crescent roll this time. I did not go back for any seconds. It felt like my stomach was about to rip open. So I am on my way.
What about dessert?
I had dessert the next morning. I did not eat it that night, but I, of course, did take some stuff home. So, yeah, I had my dessert the next morning.
You've got to.
What did you guys do? What food did you guys have?
We had chicken, ham, stuffing, potatoes, a salad bar, sweet potatoes, and I feel like I'm missing something, like a vegetable medley, I guess. And then Hawaiian rolls. What'd you have?
By salad bar, do you mean like Midwestern salad, like that kind of salad, or do you mean like lettuce salad?
Lettuce salad with cheese, eggs, tomatoes, all that shit. And of course, Western dressing or ranch dressing were your two choices.
Definitely. I'm surprised it wasn't only ranch. It would have only been ranch at my house. But. So we had roast beef, which is great. That's something that we actually have pretty much every holiday. It's everyone's favorite. So we did like a big potluck thing. Everybody brought food. I brought a lot of appetizers. My younger brother brought jalapeno poppers, the bacon wrapped jalapenos with cream cheese.
Yeah.
Those were really good. Macaroni and cheese had lots of shit. I will say though, my little story kind of goes into I really hate kind of how people like live in their own worlds and they don't realize like other people are, you know, waiting in line behind them or whatnot, on them.
Yeah.
First story, lady at Safeway, which is a grocery store. I go to get where they sell like all the sliced meats and everything.
Yeah.
They also do like salads in that section. I went to go get two different salads that they had behind the display. The lady, as she's helping another person, she's done with them. She looks at me as she walks to the back and slowly starts washing like one single dish. Like that's all she's doing in washing one single dish. She comes back out from the back like 4 minutes. I can see her the entire time. I'm just staring at her. She comes back out of that little door and she's like, oh, like she didn't realize I was still going to be there. Like she thought I would just move on, get bored. I'm like, yeah, can I get some things behind the counter? It's slowest. I would say she was quasi homeless. She was either post or pre homeless. Let's just say that from the looks of her. But yeah, very slow. She's sitting there scooping the salad into the big like quart size containers for me. And after the last one, I got like a noodle, like a bacon jalapeno noodle type deal, and I also got ambrosia salad. There was only enough ambrosia salad left for maybe like half of a container. All of the other things there had the spoon like sticking straight out of, you know, the dishes, which, you know, for health code wise, you really shouldn't do. But that's how they had it set up. She was sitting there trying to defy physics and get this spoon to stand up with nothing like holding it up for, I would say, a good minute and 30 seconds while I'm just sitting there staring at her, waiting to put one sticker that's already printed out. The sticker has already been printed out and ready to put on the fucking container. It's like, bitch, you must never want anyone to come back here. You just
I don't think she does. So she was trying to get a spoon to stick straight up when there's no contents in the bowl
to hold it up. Yeah. In the very large tray, they only, so I'm guessing they don't sell a lot of this because there wasn't a ton in there, you know, to start, but there was basically only enough to where you would have to like scoop it all into the center just to get this thing to sit straight up. But it wasn't, it was kind of like in the corners, and she had it, the spoon, in the middle of the tray, trying to stick it straight up. And it just wasn't. She's like, oh, it's just not standing up for me. And I am like, my ADHD, which wants me to fucking hurry up, like overtakes my OCD, which wants that fucking spoon to stand straight up. And I'm just like, get the fuck, come on, bitch. Like,
I didn't know you could get overstimulated at the grocery store salad, whatever they call that thing. Wow. Okay. That's a hell of a story, Phil.
What should have taken a minute and 30 seconds ended up taking probably 12 minutes. I was pretty pissed. And then there was people behind me, and she walked away again after she helped me.
Oh my God.
It's like there's fucking two groups of people behind me waiting for, you know, to get like sliced meat and shit. Nothing. She just kind of walked to the back.
So it's funny you mentioned this about the people working in these counters not being the friendliest of folk. Mm-hmm. So I have a coworker of mine. I will say this is a little psychotic, but she likes her deli meat sliced as thin as possible, like where you can see the membrane through it, right? Yep. And she always tells the people that they cut it, and he shows, she's like, no, I want it thinner than that, yada, yada, yada. And she says that she gets so much attitude from them when she just asks them to slice the deli meat thin. And it's like, you just turn a knob and then the blade goes down and then he slices thin. It's not that serious.
Yeah. I imagine it's because they're doing it by weight. So if they have it like, you know, 3 millimeters thick or something, that's quite a bit actually. Say it's a whole millimeter thick.
Yeah.
They don't have to push it as many times if it is like, you know, how many times if it's super thin, they probably have to push it like over and over and over again just to get a pound on there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But still, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Lady, you're defying the tolerances of this fucking device. It's not going to go any thinner.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, granted, I do a lot of pickup orders, so I don't actually have to go into a grocery store if I can help it. About the worst I had was 2 days ago. When I'm going there, I usually know what I want. I grab it. I'm in and out in 10 minutes, right? There is an entire family just gingerly walking, blocking the entire aisle, and I just need to get around them. And it's like they will not acknowledge that anybody else is around them. It's the mom, the dad, and two kids like blocking the entire aisle. And I'm like, ugh. Guys, get out of the way for other people. I just do not understand it.
Other people do exist. Please.
Yeah. I mean, they won't acknowledge it, but yeah. And then when I was leaving, I guess it's not that strange being living in America, but there was a, I would say, middle-aged woman, had her shirt tucked in and a gun very clearly on her waist, her belt or whatever. And I'm like, dude, you're literally just going to Cub Foods. It's like not that serious. I don't know if you need to be packing to go get your fucking cereal or soup or whatever the hell you're getting in there.
I always imagine those people have wet dreams of a stand your ground situation.
Yeah.
They would just love it. Like they claim to be, you know, open carrying like that, you know, and I have nothing against people who own guns, people who, you know, but there is to the point where you're wearing it, not for self-defense, you're wearing it to intimidate other people.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, like she
you're
was
wearing it for the wrong reason, basically.
See, here's the thing. There's you probably go in stores, people have guns, you wouldn't even know, right?
Yeah.
She very clearly had this thing sticking out. And I'm just like, I didn't even know that was legal. I thought it's a concealed carry. Isn't it in the title?
I don't know. It depends on the state, really. So you do see the any old man in Arizona you see with the string tie, he probably also has a holster on the side of his belt with a gun in it. It's like, you're not an off-duty sheriff's deputy. All right.
He whips out his badge and it just says neighborhood watch. I have this gun. I'm on the neighborhood watch board. God damn it.
HOA board enforcer. Basically.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, I just got a fucking email today. They're raising the monthly dues again. Oh my God. It went from like dirt cheap, you know, when I moved in here, and it has risen about 25% or maybe more than that since then. I'm just like, I don't have any control over it unless I somehow get into the board and like whatever. But what are you going to do?
You imagine they're just doing that so that, you know, they can skim a little more off the top, basically.
I will say, when we had the cheaper dues, the lawn and the snow removal were god awful. Like,
yeah,
it could be 2 days before they plow your fucking driveway, right? Now with the new one, in less than 24 hours, you're clear. They actually, you know, move the snow out of your little walkway to get in your front door, which the other one would not. So I guess from that angle, you got to pay for a little higher quality, but it's just like, and apparently it was weird because in the newsletter detailing why it's increasing what they have to pay for.
Yeah.
The big main headline was insurance companies don't treat HOA insurance coverage very well or something like that. Or they...
Because they're fraudulent businesses.
I think it's... Well, yeah, I don't know. You know what it could be? This is my theory. So many people pay insurance and like usually never use it, right?
Yeah.
When you have a property like this covering all these houses... And they use it for every little thing possible. So then I imagine the insurance company actually has to, you know, use what you're paying them for, which they don't like. They just would prefer to just take your money. So I think they're kind of at wits from that end.
Yeah, probably kind of like a person who is a very safe driver who's maybe had one accident in their life and it wasn't their fault compared to someone who gets in a fender bender pretty much twice a week.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. The person who gets in the fender bender twice a week, not going to have great things to say about insurance companies. So.
As someone who's only had to use them one time for my accident.
Yeah.
I would not wish that hell limbo of dealing with insurance companies upon anybody. I've never gotten the run around so much or gotten, see, it's funny because you get harassed by them. And at the same time, when you need something, then you're just chasing the fucking carrot on a stick. And it's like, oh, I hate you fucking people.
Yeah. And then they'll get pissed if you even mention that you're going to notify, like talk to a lawyer.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Why would you need to do that?
Yeah. Why would you need someone who knows the ins and outs of insurance law? Why would you want that?
Yeah, we have those people for you. They're working for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, at our age, I'm sure car insurance isn't super expensive, but still, if you're paying probably I don't know, $1,000 a year, somewhere around there. And then if an accident happens, you still got to pay a deductible. And it's like, I don't know. It's stupid.
Well, they act, you could pay your car insurance, same company, for like 8 years straight, perfect driving record. And then you get in an accident that's not your fault. And they make it seem like you're a homeless person at their window begging for change, trying to wash their windshield with a fucking dirty newspaper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a bum. I've been paying, you know, I have money. You've been paying. I've been paying you for 8 fucking years. You're the bum, if anything.
You know how much nicer it would have been to have that money to use on other things besides basically just burning it up and just throwing it in the garbage?
Yeah. Had I saved my money, I could buy a brand new car. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Of
exactly.
course, though, it is the problem is it's the medical. That's the you're worried if you hurt someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That way you don't end up fucking in debtor's prison, pretty much, from $500,000 in medical bills.
That's just called being a patriot, Phil.
You're not a real American unless you're,
you know,
sweating the law.
You know, this brings up another good thing that I learned over the weekend that I had never, ever considered, right? So during Easter, one of my relatives is like 90-something, right? And she's been trying to get a credit card and has been getting denied everywhere. And I'm like, why would they do that? They like 16-year-olds, they try to entrap with a shitload of credit card debt. And then it hit me that if they don't want to give old people credit cards because if they have a bunch of debt and then die, they won't be able to get them in any way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't. Like, I don't know how. So I know student loans, they were trying to change the law so that you could go after family members for student debt. I'm not sure if they were successful. Credit cards, I do believe that that all kind of counts in your estate. Credit card debt?
Does it?
I know that back taxes and that kind of thing are. I would have to look that up, but I was pretty sure that credit card debt, like if you're a spouse, so I don't know about like, they can't like go find your second cousin twice, or if you're 95 and you owe $20,000 in credit card debt, they can't go find like your second cousin's great grandchild and be like, hey, that Aunt Bertha, who you've never met, yeah, you're on the hook for her $25,000 in fucking bingo losses, you know.
But I just thought it was weird. I'm like, I never considered that, but she's like, yeah, I've tried everything. I've tried like bankers that control her accounts and stuff, call these companies and vouch for her, and they still will not give her any line of credit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would depend on, I suppose they figure it's just not, you know, they want to get 16-year-olds because they want them to fuck up and then owe them a shit ton of money over the rest of their, you know, adult life, pretty much. I have a story about, it was told by a teacher. We were told our freshman year, not like all of the credit card companies that tried to get kids, like, you know, college freshmen to sign up for these credit cards. They basically said, like, do not do it because they'll try to trick you. They'll basically offer you a free t-shirt. They'll basically say, like, okay, it's zero. You have to pay. If you don't use it, you don't pay anything, blah, blah, blah. You know, so a lot of these kids will get credit cards to build their credit, but never use their credit cards. They'll offer them a free t-shirt, but then they'll say, oh, you know, if you want the nicer, here's a shitty fucking Hanes t-shirt with the school logo on it. But if you want like the nice polo t-shirt with the embossed emblem and everything, it'll be, you know, $40. Like back, this is way back then, $40, but which was a lot of money back, you know, now it's probably fucking like 120, but they'll be like, oh yeah, we'll just put it on, you know, you can get this or you can get that. And we'll just throw it on the credit card. And they'll be like, oh, okay, I'll get the nice one. Then that money goes on your credit card, which those kids forget about. And guess what happens like a year and a half later?
Yeah.
Now it's like 10, you know, it compounds with the interest. They don't even realize it. Now they're like $8,000 in the hole. And these are kids who have no money to start with. So
wait, do they, I've never seen the t-shirt tactic, but this was
a story told to us.
Oh, okay. Okay.
About, it was basically like they bring in finance. It was at the community college I was at. They brought in finance people to kind of warn us about, you know, if you're away from home for the first time, there's going to be predatory companies coming after you kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
They never warned us about the goddamn student loan companies, but yeah, they warned us about the credit card people.
Do you?
And the car people too.
Are you a credit card user currently?
Yes, I am, but I pay it off every month.
Okay. You know what? You and I are the same age. I've never had like a proper credit card, and I'm kind of like, I should get one to try to get some rewards out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the rewards are nice. It takes, so if you do the method I do, which I try to, I use it for big purchases, and I use it at Costco. That way I rack up about $200 to $300 every month, and then I pay it off before it's due the next month. So I used it three times last month, totaling about $330. I used it yesterday when I had my eye exam. I bought contacts and the eye exam and glasses, and it was another like $350, but I paid off. In order for my credit score not to go down for having over $500 in debt, I paid it off right after I put the next $300 on it. Because if you get credit, you know, using your credit card is good for your credit score. But if you have like too much compared to your max, then it's bad for it. So you want to keep it like, for me, it's under 500,
so,
which is my limit's 5,000.
So do you use a card with like a rewards program?
Yeah. So it's all done through Wells Fargo.
Oh,
and basically they'll do like either a gift card thing, or you can just have it convert right into cash back into your account, which is what I do every 6 to 9 months. I just convert my points into cash and it just goes in my checking account.
Is it like a noticeable amount?
No, I wouldn't say it's a noticeable amount. It's, you know.
25 cents for you, lucky fella.
No, it's like in $50 increments. So you get like one, you know, you get a few points every like $100. So it's huge.
Okay.
Ever. Basically, in a year, I'll barely get up to like, you know, enough to actually cash in. So
let's say like the Sky Miles.
You can do that too.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, because you see like an ad be like, sign up and get 60,000 miles. Well, clearly 60,000 miles is not isn't like enough plane trips the rest of your life.
Oh God. No.
Yeah.
I don't know how those equate. I don't really use them, but I'm guessing that there is a value system, like 60,000 miles equals $600. So maybe that's like a flight, but
I don't know if they
maybe
give
I'm being generous.
Yeah, I was actually gonna say that might be like 6 miles of a flight is 60,000 miles. I've realized, maybe this is just me bantering, but like when things use ridiculously high numbers for something that has like a low value, I just hate it. It's annoying. Like there's no reason for it.
I hate it when companies will use like different levels and then claim like, oh, this is some great deal. It's our platinum, gold, diamond, fucking, you know, reach around deal. And really it's like still just as shitty as basic, but it just costs more.
Yeah.
Like streaming apps do that really bad, where they'll have like all these different levels. And then you realize like, if you get the double diamond, fucking awesome level, you're still watching fucking commercials.
Yeah.
Because basically subject change with those commercials, they just keep filtering up. So like you used to, if you paid for a streaming app, you didn't have to watch any commercials. Then they're like, well, if you pay for it a little bit, you watch commercials, but if you pay a lot, you get our premium channels and you don't watch commercials. Then they just keep moving the goalpost, basically.
You know, I know you don't use Prime that much, but I don't know if you're aware, they, you know, poor Jeff Bezos barely fighting to survive. They had to throw commercials on that. And granted, I'll give you, the commercials are not that bad. Usually they're like 30 seconds to a minute usually. But it's just like the same fucking commercial over and over. Let's say I'm watching an X-Files episode, right? Usually about 43 minutes. I will see this dumb fucking Little Caesars commercial, the exact same one, about three times during that episode. And I'm just like, I think they're trying to mentally drive you insane so you'll just pay to never see this again.
Yeah, I have noticed that with Prime. So I do watch a few things on Prime. And it is, I keep seeing the same Shaq commercial with him pushing a seed, because it's whatever it's for. It's him pushing his finger into like a potted plant seed deal, like talking about like making a reference because it's, you know, for something else. But, and I'm just like, this is the eighth fucking time I've watched this commercial.
Yeah. It must be regional because I've never seen that one.
That might be Max. I might be thinking, because I watch Max a lot more. Max, I either see probably that commercial, or I see the commercial for upcoming TV shows on Max, which is a lot of Game of Thrones right now.
Yeah. Yeah. House of Dragon, what, July or June?
Yep. And no one gives a fuck about it.
You don't care?
Which is crazy.
I haven't
heard anyone talking about that one.
Well, it might be the environment you work in. Like, I know a lot of people who are like obsessed with Game of Thrones. Some I've noticed there's either people who love Game of Thrones or they fucking hate it. There's like hardly any middle ground.
I know a lot of the people that I know who used to watch it before that last season of Game of Thrones. That last season disappointed them so much that they'd probably never watch anything again with Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I would say I thought the first season of House of Dragons was pretty good. I'm excited for it. Kind of sucks already knowing kind of how it's gonna go, because you know, but seeing like I've tried to keep away from like the spoilers and stuff from the book readers.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, it's not as hard to stay away from it when really no one on the internet's talking about it. So
that is true. Well, did you watch the trailer? Well, maybe they played it where they had like, I think it's the green and the black trailer. So obviously,
yeah, they have two of them.
Yeah, yeah, like the black is the Targaryens, and then the green is, I don't remember the name of the queen's family.
It's the stepmother. Yeah, the green is the stepmother. I think, I don't remember what she is. But yeah, she married into it and then had the son.
Yeah. He was gonna tell, like, isn't that how it ended? The king was about to tell her the secret or whatever, and then he dies right before she can get it out, and she mishears it, and then chaos ensues.
Yeah, it was pretty much, I think the kind of the deal was, no matter what he said, she was gonna say, no, it's my son. That's who, you know.
But
that's kind of going into this season, the start of the war and the battles and everything. So it's the really exciting season. It's just no one's really talking about it. Like this time before the last scene is in Game of Thrones was coming out, everyone was talking about it being only like a couple of months away. So you know, you'd see advertisements everywhere for it, you know, articles, news stories, that sort of thing. I just don't look it up enough in order for it to, you know, infiltrate my feed. That might be it.
Well, I can tell you what, when that shit hits in a few months, we will definitely, I assume, you'll be watching it. We'll be talking about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching it. It's a good show to watch. I will say, infiltrating the feed, though, I mentioned last week about looking up watches and having them on my feed, the advertisements, like kind of in every single app I look at now. I was telling my sister that, and she's like, well, it can't be every single advertisement. So I pulled up my feed and I just scrolled through and I said, you know, counted the watch ads. And I went all the way down to the bottom to when there was no more feed left. And I had counted 9. It was the only advertisements I had.
Has your sister never been on the internet before? Like, I thought there was.
I just don't think she could believe it was every single ad.
I mean, every time you search something, the ads for that specific item are just like everywhere.
Yeah, I have fucked myself over with it though, because I have seen like watches that I thought looked good, and I clicked on them to see like what what, you know, and it takes you right to their website, their sponsored website, and then you're double fucked.
Yeah.
It's so bad now. I'm surprised that like you don't get watch ads just because we've sent each other emails. You know what I mean? It's that pervasive at this point. Honestly, if it showed up like when I was watching Amazon, I don't have my Amazon account isn't really on my phone, so it's not really connected that way, and it's with a different email. I wouldn't be surprised if it somehow made the leap into my Xbox's Amazon deal, my app there.
You know, it's funny about this, actually. There's a funny story that happened. So I had just came back from lunch today, and one of my coworkers was like, tell me how this makes sense. They were like, we were talking about poops or something, right? And she's like, then this giant fossilized shit showed up on my Facebook feed. And I'm like, she's like, is the phone listening? And I'm like, yeah, of course it's listening. So she went into the settings and turned the microphone off. And I'm like, you think that's going to stop them?
No, yeah. Did she grow up in Afghanistan or something and not know? Yeah, your phone's recording you every second.
You have to throw
everything around you.
My favorite is when people put tape over the camera of their phone. Like, I guess technically it would stop them, but they can find out anything they want to with or without that camera.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's... And also, it doesn't even need the camera or the microphone. It just uses your Google. It just uses your apps. It's all it needs. And it knows everything about you. Everything it needs to know to sell you shit.
I know. That's like the sad part is we think about the government spying and everything. I mean, realistically, while that does exist, obviously, the bigger thing you should be worried about is these companies having so much information about what you're looking for that you are just getting targeted constantly. Like, they'll get your information. And then if companies sell your information, there's almost no penalty for them.
They all do. If you've ever been to a store and they wanted your email address or your phone number, anything, like, you think in your head, like, oh, it's because they want to send me advertisements. No, they want to sell. They bundle you and other people together, and they sell you in packages to these fucking companies. It's all about money.
And then the penalty, once they get caught, is so minute for a billion-plus dollar company. If they're making billions of dollars of revenue and they get, like, say, $50 million fine, it's... The cost of, or the benefit of selling your information versus the penalty is like a big difference for them. You know, like, it doesn't matter.
I don't even know if there is a real penalty anymore. It's just so well known that it's happening. You know, like having your shit sold. I wouldn't be surprised if they've already had lobbyists go and take down those laws.
Well, I've seen some lawsuits popping up, and I had that one where they caught, What AMC, I think, selling people's information, and they're like, oh, you're entitled to this lawsuit, and it was like, whatever, $50 million, which on the surface sounds good, but you're probably going to get 20 cents.
By the time the lawyers get through with it, you get nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's even, I mean, how is that a punishment for them for doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is none. But the thing about AMC, $50 million to them might be quite a bit because they, I don't know how well they're doing. They haven't really had a big movie since Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Not that AMC, the TV channel.
AMC, the TV channel.
Yeah, you don't remember AMC? That's like where Walking Dead was, where Breaking Bad was,
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought you meant the movie theater.
No. We're selling. They might be hurting, but...
They're hurting, yeah. No, okay. Is it AMC or FX that was... Well, maybe I'm getting that mixed up, but whatever.
AMC owns, according to this, they own like six other streaming apps. So,
gotcha.
It's not just AMC. It's like this. I think it's AMC... Shudder, I don't even remember the other ones, but maybe like Discovery, stuff that, like that.
Yeah, the Discovery Plus one has combined with a bunch of other apps because my sister had Discovery Plus, and I was sharing the, because there's a lot of true crime on there, I was sharing her password, but then it basically combined with like all these other apps and became something bigger. Yeah. So, yeah.
They were selling it. So this is where they've got plenty of money. They've got plenty of money.
Gotcha. Okay. So the app, it wasn't AMC selling your, the movie theater selling your shit.
I mean, it was. I'm okay, sure they sold it too. But the mega $1 billion company was the one selling the information.
Yeah, whenever I do go to the movie theater, I go to the AMC down the street with the big red chairs and the bass turned up way too high. So I am getting a little old though. Oppenheimer probably took about 15 years off my ears. So
remind if that's getting you, man. Remind me never to take you to a concert because that might be like 50 years off your fucking life.
No, I'm much loud. Too old for that shit.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. That shit is loud.
What you hear, remember when we went to Whiskey Row, the band there, what their levels were at? At that point, I'm like, okay, this is getting a little much. Yeah, and that was nothing. You can still talk to people like there. That's nothing.
You know, like last year when I started going to like a lot of shows, and I noticed people wearing earplugs a lot, and I'm like, well, how can they hear the music, you know? And now I think I'm understanding that for the longevity of your eardrums, especially me, someone who only has 50% hearing to start with, I should probably be protecting my one functioning ear.
Yeah, keeping what you have left. I do know, I guess it's kind of like wearing sunblock. Some people just do it no matter what they're doing. Every time they go outside, they're wearing it. It's something that I don't think about. You know what I mean? Like wearing ear protection, sunblock, even when you're just kind of like walking outside for a little bit. I did, since I've moved here, I've started wearing sunglasses, but that's a necessity. I never used to wear sunglasses when I drive. Now I can't drive during the day without them, but the sun's so goddamn intense here that have to.
You wear your contacts almost all the time, right?
Yes.
So obviously I've pretty much given up on contacts. I'm pretty much just old man glasses all the time. And now I need to purchase prescription sunglasses.
I thought you were going to say the clip-ons.
No. I'm not that old yet.
Oh God, how old have we gotten?
I just want regular, like you couldn't even tell they're prescription. They're just sunglasses with my prescription in them.
Ah, I see. And then you would swap them out when you walked inside. Would you consider getting the transitions?
Ah, no. I feel like every single child predator has those on.
My biggest problem with the transitions is it takes a while for them to transition when you go out in the sun, but then it takes fucking forever for them to turn back.
Yeah.
It's so funny when you see someone walking around for like 10 minutes and they just finally start going clear again.
I've heard from multiple people that like if you go to like Zenni or one of the online glasses people, you get your prescription, it's probably like $50 or more for the prescription sunglasses, which isn't that bad. Use them when you're driving. I mean, for here, use them when you're driving, hanging around outside, and use your glasses otherwise.
Yeah, I just went to the optometrist yesterday. I was going to Walmart just getting contacts, but I haven't gotten a new pair of glasses for 9 years. That's how often I use them outside, though. I only use them before I go to sleep and before I put them in the morning.
Yeah.
So I haven't actually been to an optometrist for glasses since before I was like, since my mom was still paying for them, basically, since when I was in the military. So I didn't realize how bad they are, like used car salesmen. Like they are trying to fucking get you on every single little add-on. Like, oh, you want the anti-glare? Yep. You want transitions? You want fucking the thinner lenses? She basically was saying like, oh yeah, the glasses that you're going to get are going to be pretty thick unless you want to pay for the thinner glasses. And it's like, well, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want fucking bottle caps on my fucking head. You know, and what? That was like $45. And then she was talking about the anti-glare. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of nice if I ever did drive. And she's like, that's going to be $90. I was like, no, I think I'm good with the just the anti-glare coating that they wanted to put on it. $90 for that. Like, no, I'm good with that.
So,
yeah, I'll just be blinded by the sun.
So it's funny you mentioned this. I think last year is when I went to Pearle Vision or whatever and got the glass somewhere now. So they are the type where the frames on the top and the bottom of the lenses is just open, right?
Yeah.
It was an option that I had to pay extra to smooth out the bottom of the glass part. Otherwise, it would be rigid and probably a little bit sharp. And I'm like, what fucking world am I in right now that you have to pay extra to dull out the bottom of the glass?
I have to pay extra for you to finish making my fucking glasses? Thanks.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I just am like, what the fuck? Capitalism might have went too far. I don't know. This is just, but at least they weren't like pushy. I'll give them that. They let me pick out the they let me pick out the glasses. Asked me if I wanted it, yes or no. We moved on with life.
Okay, so they didn't try to get you on the extras?
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay. No, this lady had a whole list of extras that she wanted to go through with me on, and they got me with the deal of free pair of glasses for a year's worth of contacts, which I'm getting the year's worth of contacts anyway, so might as well.
Yeah.
It turns out it was the $99 pair of glasses, which are like the ugliest. Like, I would say, the second generation BCGs that I got in the military looked better than the $99 pairs of glasses on that wall. So I ended up, you have to pay the difference if you get better pair. I ended up getting the like ones that were $170.
Ah, okay. Yeah, there's always fine print, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
The
funny thing is, I'll probably never wear them outside, so it didn't even matter what they looked like. They could have been the ugliest fucking glasses. They're just, you know.
Here's the thing now. Keep your prescription, and then if you want different glasses in the future, you just order them online.
Yeah, I will probably be wearing these things for like 5-6 years, unless they break. That was the great thing about the BCGs. Those things, I used to like sleep on, you know, they would fall off my head when I fell asleep, and I would like roll on top of them, and I would wake up and they would be like still perfectly fine. Like, wouldn't be fucked up at all. So,
you know, I've been thinking about this, but I wanted to ask you something here that, this is, you're going to have to pull pretty far back from the memory bank here. So, you remember the old PlayStation Final Fantasy games, right?
Yes.
So I've had a wild hair up my ass that I wanted to play number 7 because I'd never... Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to say, do you mean the super, like 7, 8, 9?
7, 8, 9, yes.
Okay, yeah.
So some very intelligent individuals have basically modified the old PlayStation 1 version to look significantly better than the boxes, right? And
okay.
And anyway, this isn't about 7. That's just what I'm playing, right? And then I learned number 8. Remember number 8? You loved number 8.
Yep.
And when you were playing it, did you realize that your characters can never really become too powerful because the enemies scale up in level when you do?
So I didn't realize that when I was younger playing it on PlayStation, but I actually did within the last few months buy it for my Xbox. And I will say, I definitely noticed, like, I would, you know, go off and do my little bit of training so that I'd have an easier time, like, you know, against the next boss or trying to catch the next GF. And it definitely scaled up along with me to the point where it really didn't even matter.
Yeah. I didn't realize that when I was younger. Like, And I guess it's the only one that does that. And people, they found out that people don't like that because, I mean, part of the fun of those games is getting your characters, like, super strong,
OP
right?
As fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, like,
going out to the woods, killing rats until you're powerful as fuck.
Yeah.
Like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Did you get through the whole game, like, when you replayed it?
No, I didn't. I got through about half of the game, and then, you know, just life happens, and you start, you know, you go back to your old faithfuls. Rocket League is always right there for you, you know, it's...
yeah.
Take out my aggression on the fucking mindless little assholes on fucking playing that game. God, I hate humans.
I actually saw a preview for a game that I think is right up your alley. I cannot remember the name of it. I just saw it today. So basically, it's one of the games where you can, like, command a big medieval army to fight each other and whatever. And you can play individual units and fight and whatnot. But there's another element that you can insert a modern soldier to take on these medieval fighters or whatever. Like, there's literally the video of the guy driving a truck through these medieval soldiers.
There's so many YouTube videos of this game where you basically put, like, you know, multiple armies against each other. You can have, like, there's videos on YouTube of, like, they'll have, like, a thousand Jedi versus, like, a million zombie horde,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's that. It's like a simulator type deal. That looks cool, but my laptop is nowhere near powerful enough to even start that game.
I think I saw a video. It was 10,000 Jedi versus one Chuck Norris.
Yes.
And Chuck Norris killed them all.
John Wick is on there too. He's also
okay.
Yeah.
Is it John?
It's pretty good.
John Wick's really OP in that.
Oh yeah, he's one of the heroes. So they have hero units. John Wick. You know, there's like Athena. There's like the ones the game originally came with, like, oh, you can be like, you can have Athena. You can have Hercules. You can have like this person. But then all of a sudden it kind of popped into, like, from what I understand, the expansions were like, you can get Chuck Norris, John Wick, that kind of thing. And I don't think you have to actually pay for, like, the expanded content. I think you just kind of download it. Mm. But yeah, they do have these things where you can kind of up the amount of, like, hits that these units will deal out. So you can have, like, a archer that fires like 1,000 arrows a second. And it's pretty cool to watch those videos when all of a sudden, like, an army of hundreds of thousands of people are coming at, like, five of these archers, and they just completely send a wall of arrows.
Yeah.
And it's the most mindless fucking YouTube video you will watch, but it is oddly entertaining. It's very satisfying to watch a catapult that fires like 50 times a second and basically just completely takes down armies.
I can't remember the name of that game. I know what you're talking about. I remember they I think it might have been Adam. We were watching him play it, and we nicknamed the tanks Dick Cheney's. And be like, let's see how many Dick Cheney's it takes to take out a dinosaur, like, things like that. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, talk about Manor Lords, which is coming out. They've pushed back the date of the release so many times, but it's a like a medieval sim city builder type deal.
You love those games, though. You love, like...
Yeah.
Did you get into, like, Civilization and stuff?
Not quite Civilization. That's more of a turnstile, like, based game. I'm not huge into those, but the RTS ones, I'm more into those ones.
Okay. Yeah,
like Empire Earth, Tropico, Age of Empires was the best.
I think they're still making those games, right?
Yeah, well, they just re-released Age of Empires on Xbox about a year ago. And it's on special, you know, it's on and off of specials, like, every month, it seems like. It'll be full price, then all of a sudden it'll be 80% off, because they're trying to get, you know, people to buy it. But yeah, there's those games. And then I was actually contemplating getting Diablo 2 when it was down to, I think, $9 from its full price, which was 40. It keeps going back up to full price, though, I've noticed.
Well, I know right now is like the company's quote unquote spring sale. So it might be cheap again. I don't know how. I guess Diablo 3 didn't play that bad with controller. I don't know about Diablo 2. It seems like there's a lot more buttons.
Yeah, so I haven't played it yet. I imagine, though, it wouldn't be that much different from Diablo 3. At least you're not, you know, constantly, like, clicking on a mouse.
Yeah.
You know, like you were on the computer.
Yeah. It, I think with my games, I'm starting to really get into old man territory because I have now turned into, I prefer to play with controller and versus keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. Oh, I've always preferred to play with controllers.
Well, like,
except for RTS games, because it's so fucking hard to get that shit centered. That's the one reason why I'm not buying Age of Empires 2 on Xbox, is because RTS games, you can't actually do it really well, like making a, like expanding a square to select multiple units.
Yeah,
it's really hard to select multiple units when you're playing like on a Xbox controller, that kind of deal. I will say, though, one thing I hate about modern gaming, so they're getting like completely going away from buying games at the store, which the store will make games cheaper the older they get, trying to get rid of them. So you can go to the store and like pick up games for really cheap. Now you could go online and see like NBA 2K fucking 16, or not quite NBA 2K 16 because they got rid of the servers, but like these old ass golf games. So say it's like a golf game from like 2015. You'll look it up and it hasn't been on sale forever, but it'll still be like $50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, shouldn't you drop down the price when they're older and no one's playing it? But they figure if you want it, you want it.
Yeah.
I suppose. The store, there's unlimited shelf space, really.
Well, I mean, like, you have Steam, right? Steam is pretty good at, like, rotating pretty good deals on games or whatever. I'm not sure how Xbox is. I haven't had one in quite a while. I've heard the Game Pass isn't bad, though.
Yeah, the Game Pass is good. I just don't play enough new games to really want to do it. I kind of like to go back to my older games. I'm actually about to go back to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Ooh, I have thought long and hard about playing that again.
Yeah, it's been long enough to the point now where I could play it again and kind of find new things. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that I've forgotten about the game to where it'd be good to play again. I've forgotten the missions already. So kind of like a replay of Skyrim, which I've done like four times now already. So
yeah, I just got done replaying Elden Ring. I know you never really got into those games, but like the expansion DLC is coming out in a few months. So I wanted to just get a refresher, because that's probably, God, that has to be one of my favorite games. Like, I don't know. The game is just so insanely good. I just, it's, people who played it know, like, it's just such a good, weird kind of game.
That's a game that I missed the boat on, because when I wanted to buy it, but I didn't want to pay full price for it. And then by the time I was actually thinking, when it did go down in price, by the time I was actually thinking about it, it was already, no one was talking about it anymore.
There are, like, when you play, you can see, like, I guess, ghosts of other players or whatever. Kind of playing, like, whatever they're doing. Or you can touch the blood stain where they died and watch how they died. I was surprised. There's quite a few people playing it still. So it was, I don't know. It's a good game, but it is kind of challenging sometimes. So you gotta get used to just dying and trying again.
Yeah, one game that I'm glad I actually bought my Series X in order to play this game, I'm glad I didn't miss the boat on, was that Hogwarts game.
Yeah,
I would say in about probably a year, I'll do my replay of that. I imagine they're talking about Hogwarts 2 and the Quidditch game coming out for that.
You know what's funny? I actually heard about that. The company who published that, I think it was Warner Brothers, So they are shifting, apparently, to the, like, you know how, like, mobile games are quote-unquote free, but
yeah.
if you really want to play it, you pretty much have to pay money.
Yep.
Apparently, they're claiming they didn't make enough money, and they're shifting over to those games, and the number one selling game amongst all games last year was the Harry Potter game.
Yeah.
It's just
they
like,
didn't make enough money, though. Well, there wasn't really microtransactions that you needed in that game. You can make your own kind of magic armor. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
you didn't really make it yourself, but
I know.
You could design it to look anything like any armor you had with its special abilities. You could make it look like other armor.
But that's the thing, though. That is what, to me, a video game should be. You just, like,
yeah.
the stuff's in the game. You paid $60-$70 for the game. You want to just play the game. You don't want to be, like, nickel and dimed just yeah. to enjoy the fucking game. And, like, companies are moving away from that, which is kind of sad, just because of pure greed.
I remember I've never been more disappointed in a game than when I bought the remakes, not really remakes, they were their own games, but the Star Wars Battlefront, that first game. I was so yeah. excited when it came out because I was the biggest fan of Battlefront 2 back on the old Xbox, you know, yep. the original Xbox.
Yeah,
I was the biggest Battlefront 2 fucking fan. We played, honestly, I have brothers. We played the fuck out of that game.
Yeah.
Like, hard. And when that game came, like when the new game came out, I was so excited. And then I remember playing it, and they had, you only bought maybe 30% of that game.
Yep.
Like, and then, you know, it's bad when they announce the DLC releases, like the day that the actual game comes out. It's like, oh yeah, another $40 and you can get the first DLC in 3 months. Like, son of a bitch, you play it and it's just nothing.
You know,
I remember I played that game. I paid the $60 for that game. I played it maybe an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I was just done.
Yep.
Like, I'm just not into this.
I remember that happening, and, like, people were pissed. And I think if I remember correctly, one aspect that people were really mad about. So you buy the game. Let's say you buy the DLC, right? And people were noticing you wouldn't, like, download anything once
yeah.
you bought the DLC because it was just already in the game, but something had to be
unlocked.
You
just unlocked it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was like, what the fuck? At least pretend like it's not just sitting in there.
Yeah, that's why I had heard about that. I just didn't experience it because I completely didn't, you know, I completely gave up on that game that night that I bought it. I was in the military still at that time. I left work, went straight to AFE's to go get the game, got the game. You know, it took forever to load up on my fucking Xbox One, but I finally got to play it, and then it was just a fucking, just a turd. I was so disappointed. But yeah, no, I did hear about that, of people buying, quote unquote, the DLC, and it just unlocking what was already there. Yeah.
I watched this really fucking funny reel on Instagram today. Now, granted, I don't know if it's real or if he's just, like, edited it this way, but he was playing Madden, right? I'm assuming the new one. I don't know if he was playing someone online or not, but it was overtime. You could see that. And he was trying to kick the game-winning field goal, right? And
yeah.
he's at, like, the 30-yard line, kicks it, it goes in. All of a sudden, there's a holding call on his team. Kicks it again. It's good. There's another holding call on his team. And the third time, he, of course, he misses it the third time, and there's no holding call.
Because he's fucking 50 yards back at this point.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus, the game just fucking fucked him so hard. Like,
it's because the other guy probably bought all the cards and everything like that.
The Kansas City Chief pack where you get the refs in your pocket to help you win the game.
Taylor Swift is watching, so yeah. maybe make it happen here. Yeah. So yeah, definitely. But that would be great if the new Madden, every time you played, either you played against or with the Chiefs, they always cut to Taylor Swift after every single
play. Oh my God.
And she was on the cover. I can totally see that.
Guys, we couldn't pick a superstar to put on the new Madden, so we're just putting Taylor Swift yelling from the stands.
So we picked a megastar, and then they have a fucking Taylor Swift commercial for Madden cover.
Hopefully,
that would be great.
Hopefully them two break up before the start of the new season, because I just... I granted I don't watch that many Chiefs games, but like, it's fine if they're dating. Just quit zooming in on her every goddamn 2 seconds.
Dude, that's what the league was about last year. They centered the fucking Super Bowl around that midway through the season.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone who doesn't think Kansas City was going to make that Super Bowl, I don't even know what if you're even watching football. Like, they didn't need to do anything to make that fucking Super Bowl. It was in the bag for pretty much.
So we need the Minnesota Vikings to date one player, date fuck, I don't know who the popular pop singers are now, just date one of them so we can please win a fucking Super Bowl.
Jesus, bigger than Taylor Swift to get that kind of shit? I don't know who.
Maybe the maybe the recently single Beyonce, maybe that But, yeah, I don't know. If Jay-Z goes to jail, you think she's going to stay with him?
Jay-Z goes to jail. Is Jay-Z in trouble? I thought it was P. Diddy.
Yeah, it's P. Diddy. It's P. Diddy, but people are speculating that Jay-Z is, like, his other accomplice. People could be grasping because, like, apparently Jay-Z and his family loaded up and flew off to another country. So
they are super wealthy though. Yeah. They probably just kind of do that every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm sure they both, with the income of Jay-Z mixed with Beyonce, I'm sure they have such a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I would say, goddamn. Because they're talking about him being at like the center of not a kidnapping ring. It's a
sex trafficking
ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I imagine that if he has like people that are, you know, going along with that, the weird thing is now Instagram is full of all these videos of like male and female, like celebrities who are around him, who were like very uncomfortable or trying to like shoo away his hand. I saw a Mike Tyson. It was an interview with Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
And basically he picked up Puff Daddy's hand and like picked up his hand, put it on P. Diddy's like lap, and then just like sat forward in his chair, like trying to get away from him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's a little weird.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd be messing with, at that Mike time, Tyson was in his prime. I don't know why you'd be fucking with him, but that whole story's like kind of unfolding. I'm not sure the full details, which I'm sure will slowly trickle out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that it's kind of like maybe a power thing would be my own, I don't know, like, yeah, it's, you would expect that guy to, at that time, fucking maul you if you looked at him wrong, which,
yeah,
I will say, you know, everyone says he's a real nice guy when you're not in the ring against him, you know, like, especially now that he's kind of, you know, like a little more balanced in his older age.
Yeah.
And he's got his own weed line and everything like that. But back then, prime Tyson, I wouldn't want to be within arm's reach of him. Like, guy could fucking kill you.
Yeah.
He still could probably fucking kill you.
That's why he's boxing Jake Paul.
Ooh, I don't know about that one. I have heard that Tyson's getting in like the best shape that he can possibly get into. So problem is, father time. That's,
I would be so
he'll
happy.
Make some good money though.
Oh true. Yeah. I mean, it clearly it's just for the money, the match. Yeah. Right. But I would be so happy if Mike Tyson just destroyed that man.
Oh yeah. Just gave him fucking 3 rounds of hell and then knocked him the fuck out.
Yeah.
That, honestly, though, it'll probably be one of those situations where they'll call it like an exhibition.
Yeah.
And it'll be complete, like no knockdowns, no nothing like that. Kind of like there was those kind of celebrity boxing deals that they had a couple years ago. What did they also have? Who fought against Floyd Mayweather? Where Floyd Mayweather like accidentally knocked him out and then he grabbed him and held him up.
McGregor.
Yeah, Conor McGregor. That was surprising. Because you don't really think of like Floyd Mayweather for power. You think of him just like wearing someone down to the point where they pass out. But yeah, he caught him once real good with fucking with a fist. And like you could see the light leave his eyes. He had to hold him up so he didn't go down too early.
Yeah, that was one of the shittiest, crappiest boxing matches I think I've ever watched in my life.
They made out like fucking bandits, though. Yes, even people who weren't fight fans saw that. That's so big. That one and Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao.
Oh,
I remember.
Yeah.
I watched that fight. Yeah.
I would love to see Floyd Mayweather like get in an MMA ring or something. Like just watch him get twisted into a pretzel. But
his people would never let him do that.
No,
it's never gonna happen.
Wait, he's like, can you win by points in MMA? Like, but just dancing around, like, does that make you the winner?
He immediately tries to like go into the corner of like the cage, thinking that if I go in the corner, they can't touch me.
Yeah,
and then he's very surprised that the ref doesn't save him right before he gets demolished. No. Okay, set back up. It's like, hey, I was winning. Did you just stop the fight because I punched him in the face? This is boxing.
That's the Mayweather, like every Mayweather fight I've watched, like that's literally pretty much the enjoyment of it, him doing little jabs to get enough points to win the boxing match.
Expert defense, just enough offense to win. Definitely.
Yeah.
And then the ref, it's like a handicap match basically with that ref helping him out. Those were his later fights though. His earlier fights, he was on his own. But once he was $100 million a fucking match, the ref was definitely rendering aid from what the looks of it were.
Why can't that one guy headbutt him to death? What the hell's the headbutter's name?
The headbutter? Not Lennox Lewis. Evander Holyfield?
Holyfield.
Yeah. Just what was Lennox Lewis? Evander Holyfield was the headbutter.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I remember when I was a kid and the big Mike Tyson Holyfield ear biting fight, I never heard anything about Evander Holyfield headbutting him like repeatedly. And that being the reason why he bit him.
Well, when you like... Once you watch more Holyfield fights, you're like, oh, yeah, this guy headbutts, like, a lot.
It's like when you're playing, like, Ready to Rumble or one of those boxing games and you turn cheap shots off so that you can low blow and headbutt as many times as you want.
Yeah.
That was a great function on those games.
I know. Those games were fucking fun. Like, just the goofy-ass boxing games.
Oh, yeah, that goofy-ass Ready to Rumble game. The one with the guy with the afro and the smiley faces on his gloves. That was a great fucking game. I love that game.
Okay, well, we've been going for a while, Phil. I suppose we ought to wrap things up and get out of here. Any closing comments from you?
Ooh, not much. Honestly, we've been getting quite a few, Christmas time. Always, you know, our views, I suppose not views, it's, downloads, I should say, listens and downloads goes down, but we have jumped back up. So thank you for that. You know, get a hold of us at our email, subliminaldpodcast@gmail.com. Love to hear from you guys. Love all the messages, anything you have, any show ideas, we'd love to hear those too. We also have a Instagram, Subliminal Deception Podcast on IG. Same thing, all the likes, all the shares. I love it all. Cody also has an Instagram. What's that, Cody?
You can follow me at CodyZabub. Give me a follow. Send me a message. Do whatever you'd like. The last thing we ask you guys to do is log on to iTunes. Leave a show a 5-star review. Doesn't particularly matter what you say. Just type something, hit 5 stars, hit submit. You're all done. Thank you guys for doing that for us. Spotify listener, it's even simpler. Hit 5 stars, hit submit, and you are all done. Thank you, Spotify listeners, as well. Well, guys, we will return next week for another exciting episode of Subliminal Deception. He is risen. See you guys next.
Bye.